Henry. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, July 19, 1899. Dear Sister Henry, I have been very sick for 1 week during our conference. I am now improving. I was able Monday to sit in a carriage and ride very slowly to the school grounds and meet with a large company in the school chapel. I commenced to talk in great weakness, but my voice became stronger. I was unable to stand and was accommodated with an easy chair on the platform. My address was the sanitarium, our great necessity, and presenting the features of what should be in the building to be erected. I will send the talk to you. The speaking did me no harm. We are all interested, and all can do something, but we cannot anyone create large donations. All must do their best. The Lord blesses Dr. Caro in a large measure. If we could have had the building erected 1 year ago, it was the Lord's time. But we are behind 1 year. If I could visit America, I would be able to visit the churches, and they would donate. The $3,000 raised in the General Conference assembled at South Lancaster is all that came from that wonderful donation. The $15,000 appropriated by Mr. Norman, where is it? If he had kept out of the way, then the work begun there would have gone through the churches, and we could have had sufficient to erect a sanitarium. But the spirit of sacrifice stopped there and then. We are congratulated by several letters received from America that are congratulating us in regard to the means donated. This may be the reason everything is so silent now. But we have a meeting house to build in Newcastle and a sanitarium to build. We shall do all that we possibly can and trust the Lord. Brother John Wessels is here. His money he could not bring, for it is tied up in Africa. Tomorrow we have another meeting in behalf of the sanitarium to see or test what the people will do to raise means. The Lord has money among His people. The $3,000 raised, I understand, is to be apportioned to the most needy objects in the sanitarium interests. Were the building now up and in running order, there would be no dearth of patronage. But the Lord will devise and plan some way for us to get the money. We do have faith, notwithstanding the prospect is so apparently without encouragement. We have been having excellent meetings, although I have been unable to attend but a few. Our people will have the information concerning the meetings. I have not much writing for this mail which leaves today. Our faith and trust is in the Lord. The work is the Lord's. We are His servants to do His will. All seem to be of excellent courage. All seem to feel that all the attributes God has given them must become vocal, to communicate the precious things of truth. The Lord would have His entrusted talents multiplied and returned back to Him to awaken the rejoicing of angels round about the throne of God. Oh, if all only understood their accountability before God, what a revenue of thanksgiving and praise would go forth from human lips, proceeding from the heart of thanksgiving and praise. When the third angel's message shall go forth with a loud voice, and the whole earth shall be lightened with His glory, the Holy Spirit is poured out upon His people. The revenue of glory has been accumulating for this closing work of the third angel's message. Of the prayers that have been ascending for the fulfillment of the promise, the descent of the Holy Spirit, not one has been lost. Each prayer has been accumulating, ready to overflow and pour forth a healing flood of heavenly influence and accumulated light all over the world. We need greater faith. We need now to be worked by the Holy Spirit. Believers themselves need to be reconverted and understand what is comprehended in the third angel's message. If we individually understand our privileges and opportunities when we assemble together, each heart would have a living experience, and the Lord Jesus would be in our midst. Thick currents of His love would flow from the heart to heart, and the petty, and also larger, difficulties would disappear. Brotherly love would tell its precious story, and there would be no discussion. Heart would blend with heart in a oneness with Christ Jesus, and bound up with Christ in God, they would see His face by faith. Then the standard of truth is uplifted, the light from heaven is poured over the world. All who will may come to the securing of the sanctified gift. New victories are under the love and grace of Jesus Christ, are to be added to the domains of the church. The barren places of the earth will become as the garden of the Lord. For the church becomes the region of light and of utility. We want now to be wide awake to catch every ray of light. The meek shall be as David, and David as an angel of the Lord. Every Christian will see in the face of every other the face of God in benevolence and brotherly love. We need, my sister, greater benevolence, greater humility first. Then the simplicity of Christ will appear. Contention will cease, because it is an offensive thing and grieves the Holy Spirit of God. No one who truly enjoys the Spirit of Jesus Christ will be fractious, suspicious, criticizing, accusing. Why? Because Christ is abiding in the soul temple. Under the influence of the Holy Spirit, the whole multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one mind. Acts 4, verse 32. The Spirit of Christ animated the whole and became the whole heart of the whole community. Every pulse beat in concert. One subject of emulation swallowed up every other. Who should approach nearest the likeness of Christ? Which should do most to glorify God? The Spirit of life and light and sanctification and holiness pervaded every mind. Heart beat in unison with heart. Praise and thanksgiving were ascending upward to God. This is the fruit born on the Christian tree. May the Lord help His people now, at this present time, to be the light of the world. The world needs the light of Christian example. The church is too much, altogether too much, like the world. Therefore, the light is not reflected from them to the world. Sister, work on in faith. Jesus loves you, and He would have you trustful, strong in His love. And you can be a blessing in many ways, at the right and left. Whatever you shall see inconsistent in practical godliness in those who claim to be children of God, be not discouraged at all. Stand, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith. The Holy One has given us rules for the guidance of all. These rules form the standard from which there can be no sinless swerving. By the combined influence of authority and affection, we are to keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment. We need not be weak and inefficient. In order to represent Christ, we must be strong in His strength, pure as He is pure. Truth, as it is in Jesus, is planted in the heart. Jesus loves His people. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but when He shall appear, then shall we also appear with Him in glory. Let us open mind and heart to receive the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness, and then we can but impart that which we have received. May the Lord bless and strengthen you to labor, for women workers are needed so much. There is a large field for women workers whose hearts are imbued with the Spirit of God. May the Lord bless you is my prayer.